Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Over to Candleford, written by Flora Thompson, read by Karen Cass. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings, Whitley Bay, NE26, 2JT. Chapter 1. As They Were.
Come the summer, we'll borrow old Polly and the spring cart from the wagon and horses and all go over to Candleford,
their father said, for the 10 millionth time, thought Laura. Although he had said it so often, they had never been. They had not been anywhere farther than the market town for the Saturday shopping. Once, when someone asked them how long they had lived in their cottage, Laura had replied, "Oh, for years and years," and Edmund had said, "Always." But his always was only 5 years, and her years and years were barely 7. That was why, when their mother told them that the greatest mistake in life is to be born poor, they did not realize that they themselves had made that initial blunder. They were too young and had no means of comparison. Their home was one of a group of small cottages surrounded by fields, 3 miles from the nearest small town and 19 from a city. All around was rich, flat farming country, which at the end of a lifetime remained obstinately in the memory as stretch after stretch of brown-ribbed ploughland patterned with quickset hedges and hedgerow elms. That picture was permanent. Others could be called up at will, of acres of young green wheat swept by chasing cloud shadows, of the gold of harvest fields, or the billowing whiteness of snow upon which the spoor of hares and foxes could be traced from hedgerow to hedgerow. On a slight rise in the midst of this brown or green or whiteness stood the hamlet, a huddle of grey stone walls and pale slated roofs, with only the bushiness of a fruit tree or the dark line of a yew hedge to relieve its colourlessness. To a passer-by on the main road a mile away, it must often have appeared a lone and desolate place. But it had a warmth of its own, and a closer observer would have found it as seething with interest and activity as a molehill. All the cottages in the group were occupied by poor families. Some, through old age or the possession of a larger family than ordinary, had a little less, and two or three, in more favourable circumstances, had a little more comfort than their neighbours. But in every house money was scarce. If anyone wanted to borrow, they knew better than to ask for more than sixpence, and if the expression with which their request was received was discouraging, they would add hurriedly, "If you can't manage it, I think tuppence a
sample complete. Ready to continue?"